Blog Talk Radio.
Unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. He doesn't like for you to plant or to sow or scatter discord or disagreement between your brothers. So those are the seven things that our Father in heaven hates. You read them in chapter and Proverbs, that's spelled P-R-O V-E-R-B-S, and that's in chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. So those three verses, Father does not like those seven things. And I ask that our Father bless all listeners to hear and understand what has been read, as well as what has been said. We are in the book of Genesis, chapter 18. And I will pick up where I left off in Genesis, chapter 18, verse 32, is where I left off last week. Hopefully, I will get a chance to read everything and say everything that I want to say. And everything that I say, I hope will be pleasing to my Father in heaven and his Son, Yeshua, on earth. You know, the white men give him the name of Jesus Christ. I must let you sheep know that before I could come on air just a few moments ago, I had to sign an agreement, as I was, should have been able to. But if I don't agree with what I have signed for, you can look for me at another station. I will not come to this station starting next week if I do not agree with what I have been asked to sign. I know if it's anything like the football players have had to sign, then I am in total disagreement with that. That's, to me, is letting me know for surety who my enemy on me that I don't agree with, and I respect. I don't want to, I'm not speaking sedition, but Kim Jong-un was right in that. Why should a white man tell him what bombs he can make and cannot make? So you don't agree with that? Iraq president agreed with that? Or, and then too, another guy, dark skin, all of them are, has some skin color. Now, skin color is white. I have been looking up, trying to find out where they came from. Now, our book says that our Father in heaven made people out of the ground. I have never seen a white ground. I'm wondering if it is really true that they came from the Anunnaki people. Were they made out of what is it? Were they made out of a test tube? I don't know. Were they the slave people that were made to do what the other people were did not want to do? Nonetheless, I must read my father's business. I must do be about his business, and that is to read what is written in this Bible as much as I can so that you all can know as well as myself. Verse 32, we're in Genesis, that's the Old Testament, G-E-N-E, and he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, kin shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for ten's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his palace or place. Genesis chapter 19. And I pray that my Father in heaven will give me the strength to read it all, because all of this is important. When I was reading chapter 18, I should have picked up on Ishmael having 12 children. He had 12 princes. And our Father in heaven said that he would make him a great nation. And I'm trying to figure out, where is it? Is it part of Jerusalem? Now, you people should understand that in those days, all the people were black. And that's why I'm wondering, where did they come from? Did the Anunnaki people make them? Were they made? Where did they come from? I wish that they could tell me. I don't know. I really don't know, and I want to know. Let's read Genesis chapter 19, and then I will introduce myself. and tell you what I should tell you. I should tell you now, the feast of the Lord, they are, as you know, the Sabbath day. And most of you follow the world. You don't keep the Sabbath. What's wrong with you? Are you that stupid, or you just don't believe in our Heavenly Father? Well, that's on you. He gives us a choice. We can believe or not believe. I believe. Now I want to go where he is when he comes. Passover, that's one of the feasts. Then there's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we just got over the day of Pentecost. On that day, we are to celebrate the smaller annual harvest. And after that comes the Feast of Trumpets. That will be on September the 10th. After that will be the Day of Atonement. That will be September the 19th. Then the Tabernacles. That will be on September the 24th. And then the last great day, that will be October the 1st. I hope that when I come back to you, I will tell you what those days are, what the meanings of those times are. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I normally say happy Sabbath to everyone. You know, as my sheep know, they should know by listening to me, as I have told them once before, that the next day starts like in the evening, and then it goes on to the next evening. So Sabbath will start right now, because it's Friday evening. A good Friday evening to you all. And our Sabbath tomorrow, Saturday evening. And that is the day that we are to keep holy. I know some of you want to go out and party. And are you dancing to holy music? Or even the holy music hurts our Father's ears. I've read somewhere where the music hurts his ears. But whatever you do, you are responsible for doing that. Just remember, you do. And I am here to try and do what he told me to do, is feed his sheep. That is to read to you what is in the Bible, because I don't know it, and maybe you know it all better than I. So, you know that the Sabbath is Saturday evening, and I do want you, sheep, to have your three P's ready and handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of the scriptures that I might state. Welcome to what I call Bible study or Bible school. And it's supposed to be Sabbath school, and that's what I'm going to call it, because that's what it is. We are in Genesis chapter 19. Now, I've read to you, this will make the fourth time. The first two times, I didn't really, I just read it. And this, the fourth time, I'm picking up on some things that I overlooked. I thought I asked our Father to open ears and our minds so that we can understand and hear what is being said. Hopefully, you will understand. Let's start reading Genesis chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground, and said, "Behold now, my lord, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry." That means to wait or spend the night, or to not, or to submit, you know, not go anywhere. Spend the night at his house and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early on your way. And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the streets all night." And that abide means that they would stay in the streets or submit or obey us, just stay in the streets. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house, and he made them did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now, you know that, you understand from that, angels are eating what a human being, a man, cooked, unleavened bread and a calf. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed me to surround the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thee?" And thee means you, "which came unto you this night. Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." They want to have sex with those men. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly." Let me read verse 7 again. "And said, I pray you, brethren, do not do so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." So he's telling them they came under the shadow of his roof. You don't have nothing to do with those men. He has taken them, and they are his guests. So you should understand that. Verse 9, "And they said, stand back. And they said again, the one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee," or "with thee" means you. "Now will we deal worse with you than with them." And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the man put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, "Any besides sons in laws and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen. And I looked it up in another dictionary or another Bible, and that waxen means grown so great before the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, get up out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened. Excuse me, sheep, I had to belch. Excuse me, hasten. That's another word for rush lot, saying, arise, thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Iniquity, that means the sins or the sins or the wrongfulness of the city. And while he lingered, he hesitated. The men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city, set him outside of the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, brought them outside of the city, that he said, escape for your life. Look not behind thee. Deem is you. Look not behind you. Neither stay thou in all the plains. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Unless thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy servants. Thou hast shown unto me in the saving of my life, and I cannot escape unto the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. That means let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. Verse 21. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Haste you, or hurry you, escape thither. Escape there, for I cannot do anything until thou come thither. That means hurry. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone. And brimstone is sulfur and fire, from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew the city, these cities, and all the plains, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plains and beheld, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, and feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. That's incest. Those girls are being mischievous. Verse 33. And they made their father wine that night. I'm going to stop here at verse 33. I'm going to circle verse 33. I will pick up with it on next Tuesday. And hopefully I will agree to what Blog Talk Radio has made me do so that I can come back to you and finish the assignment that my father gave me. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us all day long and all night long, and providing us with, in Yeshua's name, we pray. And we thank you. We bless you. We say, bless you, Father. I bless you. And your son. Listen, sheep, if you have a chance to go to Amazon and purchase my three books, The Unseen, The Broken Plant, and The Pastor.
Father,
you'll be
help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Thank you.
Teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart.
Down.
And I know he
loves
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on
through
walk on through temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand.